This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Last night, NASA astronaut Scott Kelly and Russian cosmonaut Mikhail Kornienko returned safely to Earth after more than a year in space. They caught a ride on a Soyuz capsule, which, as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, is really the only option these days.
Have you ever tried to book a trip to a place served by just one airline? The prices can be crazy. That's how it is with space right now.
At this point, Russia has a monopoly on transportation, so we either go with them or we don't go at all.
John Logsdon used to run the Space Policy Institute at George Washington University. Since the U.S. shut down its shuttle program, we buy seats from Russia on theirs.
It's currently costing us $75 million a seat, and it will go up in 2018 to $82 million a seat.
But Russia depends on us, too. We operate control centers and provide supplies for the space station. Todd Harrison is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
If we pulled out of it, the Russians would not be able to operate the International Space Station.
NASA has a commercial program where private companies will shuttle astronauts to the space station in a year or two. That should eventually make the trip a lot cheaper. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.